From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker with our election special report. Republicans swept every statewide office in Texas yesterday and even won the district attorney's race in deep blue Dallas County. In Denton, voters made their city the first in Texas to ban hydraulic fracturing. KERA's managing editor, Shelley Koffler, is here to sort through yesterday's results. Welcome.
Glad to be here, Sam.
Shelley, this was the year Texas Democrats thought they had a chance, so what happened?
Well, you know, Wendy Davis was supposed to lead that charge with the help of a group called Battleground Texas, but she was trounced by Republican Greg Abbott in more than 20 points dividing him, and that's actually bigger than Democrat Bill White's loss to Rick Perry in the governor's race 4 years ago. You know, in fact, in all 15 of the statewide races, Republicans won by double digits. That's including U.S. Senator John Cornyn's easy reelection win over David Alamiel, Dan Patrick's landslide victory over Leticia Vandepute for lieutenant governor, and even though Republican Ken Paxton admitted to breaking state security laws, he was still elected attorney general by more than 20 points.
Shelley, stay with me. We'll get back to you in a few minutes. KERA's Lauren Silverman spent the evening at a watch party for Senator Wendy Davis in her hometown of Fort Worth and has this report.
Last July, Texas Senator Wendy Davis made news in her bright pink running shoes during an 11-hour marathon filibuster. Last night, she was hoping to shine again, albeit in heels. Instead, she decided it was time to back down.
The people of Texas have spoken. A few moments ago, I called General Abbott to congratulate him on being elected governor of this incredible state.
During the year-long campaign, Davis had two things going for her in Texas: a massive army of volunteers and a growing minority electorate that tends to vote Democratic.
And what we have done here in this state and in this campaign is nothing short of extraordinary. We were down by 23 points in January. We had cut that in half by June, and we have been on the offensive ever since.
Still, the final numbers weren't encouraging for the Davis camp. She lost by 18 points. In 2010, former Houston Mayor Bill White lost to Governor Rick Perry by 13 points. For Governor-elect Greg Abbott, this victory comes after a series of wins. In six elections, starting with his run for state trial court judge in 1992, he hasn't lost a race. When Abbott took to the stage in Austin, he referred to the accident that left him paralyzed 30 years ago and said his win was a demonstration of opportunity.
You know, I am living proof that a young man can have his life broken in half and still rise up to be the governor of this great state.
Abbott also made a promise to Texans.
Whether you voted for me, against me, or didn't vote at all, I'm going to work every single day to keep Texas the best state in the United States of America.
The first new governor of Texas in 14 years will be sworn into office in January. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Now, while Republicans were celebrating another victory statewide, they were cheering a breakthrough in Dallas County. Republican Susan Hawke ousted the incumbent district attorney Craig Watkins. And Shelley Koffler, that was an incredibly tight race.
It was, Sam. We watched it all night. It was one of the closest in the state, only about 3,000 votes separating them. Here's Susan Hawke declaring victory at the downtown Dallas restaurant, Mezzo Maya.
It is such an honor to be the first woman district attorney. We are going to be the best district attorney's office the nation's ever seen.
And supporters told KERA Stella Chavez that the key to victory was Hawke's experience as a former state district judge and a Dallas County prosecutor. Another draw, according to voters, her appeal to Democrats in a county that previously didn't have a single Republican elected countywide.
And throughout the campaign, Hawke criticized Watkins for spending forfeiture money to settle a car accident he was involved in. Watkins supporters, like Darlene Ewing, who is chair of the Dallas County Democratic Party, knew this race would be a tough one.
I realize that he's had his issues, but he still has the right philosophy on what he wants to do with justice. He wants it to be fair. He wants it to be smart. And I still think that's a better philosophy than what we've had historically from Republicans.
Hawk's win was a bit of a surprise, but the biggest shock in the state may have come from Denton.
Well, Sam, both sides there expected a very close vote on the ban on fracking, on hydraulic fracturing to drill for gas and oil. But it won by a very wide margin, 17 points. Here's KERA's Dwahli Zaikautau, who spent the evening in Denton.
When the crowd finally quieted down, leaders of Frack Free Denton, the group that spearheaded the campaign to prohibit hydraulic fracturing, were still wide-eyed, jaws dropping. Some were crying. One spoke about a concession speech. Adam Friegel, a professor at the University of North Texas and a board member of the Denton Drilling Awareness Group, said the industry should be very scared.
All that money, they outspent us 10 or 15 to 1 when you add it all up. They got all the endorsements from the official organizations. And what we saw was grassroots democracy beating, you know, the old money, the old industry, the people who care about profits above health.
We put the industry on notice, Briegel said.
You can't come around and push people around. Not even in Texas can you do it. We just showed a very mainstream community can pass a ban on fracking when they're pushed to that option, when that's the last option they're left with because the industry acts unneighborly like they did here.
Randy Sorrells of Denton Taxpayers for a Strong Economy doesn't see it the same way. His family has rights to the resources under their 100 acres within Denton city limit. Reached by phone late last night, he said the passing of the fracking ban is bad for Denton.
Between the city and the state and then the mineral owners, there's going to be tremendous lawsuits. Economic impact is going to be tremendous. It's just, it's hard to fathom what it's all going to do.
He said Denton is a college town, that many of the young voters had nothing to lose, unlike his family, and he plans to sue.
Denton has made a decision that good for Denton, but I don't think it will affect energy policy on the broader perspective across the country.
That's Republican Michael Burgess, who was reelected to Congress last night. His congressional district includes Denton County and parts of Tarrant. Burgess serves on the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
There may be some court activity. There may be some activity at the level of the state legislature, but certainly have to respect the right of the people to have their voice heard.
The bigger picture, he said, the U.S. is on the verge of becoming an energy exporter, and Texas, the nation's top producer of oil and gas, is leading that charge. Dwahli Zaikautau, KERA News, Denton.
Shelley Koffler, you were watching legislative races across the area, including the state Senate seat Wendy Davis is giving up.
Sam, Democrats had hoped to hold on to that seat, Senate District 10 in Fort Worth, but Republican Tea Party candidate Connie Burton, a Ted Cruz organizer, easily defeated Democrat Libby Willis, a longtime civic leader. In the Texas House, Democrats thought they had a chance to take control of several GOP seats in Dallas County, but Republicans Ken Sheets, Morgan Meyer, and Rodney Anderson trounced the Democrats. So, Sam, a conservative Texas legislature has just turned a deeper shade of red.
KERA's Shelley Koffler. Thanks a lot, Shelley.
You're very welcome.
We've got a 70% chance of more rain today, 30% chance of it tonight. The high should get up to around 58, overnight low 49. Tomorrow, though, sunny skies and a high around 70. 52 degrees now in Dallas, 51 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.